This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I wanted to speak about today a hemshech of Perek Aleph of Mishnayos and Chala, and also Perek Dalid, Mishnayos and Chala, and the general subject of Tziruf Minim Zebazeh, and different he'aras in the Shulchan Aruch, Yoredeya Simin Shinchav Dalid. I want to start off with a shaila that has come to my attention, which is something that is becoming more and more common nowadays, which is people who have gluten-free allergies. They have gluten allergies, and therefore they have to go gluten-free. And there's different products available on the market in order to compensate. So there's different shilas of challah now that we have than in previous times. So I just want to give you an example. There's one flour that's called Molino flour gluten-free. Molino flour is a phenomenal product. It's from Italy. Thank you. And basically, it's wheat flour that is gluten-free. It's mamish wheat flour that's gluten-free. So you can have people who are makpid on not having gluten, and they could have wheat. Yeah. I actually imported a bunch of them because we have somebody that we were makpid on regarding gluten-free. And the question is, so if you make a batch of challah, are you mafresh challah mina isa? This is a common shayla, and it has not been mizbar de atzorech yet. Can you be mafresh challah with a bracha from this wheat flour?
Does it modify?
So listen to this. For matzah also, can you be right? Last chabur we spoke about matzah for gluten free people. We spoke about the oat matzahs. There's a lot of new shilas now. So listen to this.
No, I just don't understand the mitzvah. Gluten is what's gluten?
So gluten is something that it's a bind. It's something that is. That is a binder, and it's an essential part of the dough. At kedeikach, if you take away the gluten, are you going to be able to make a bracha or not?
Why? Because it's chaser in the kernel of the chita.
Pashas it's chaser in the shem chimut. But I wasn't mevar other soif. But I think that's what comes out. Without the gluten, you're not. It's not going to be able to be machmitz. I'm sorry. Yes. So listen to this. What is Molina flour? This is taken from their website. Yeah. This is our most common question. The allergy to wheat and gluten-free eating are completely separate. Somebody can be allergic to wheat and still eat gluten, and somebody can be gluten-free but still be able to eat as long as our gluten is removed. Our Molina flour is gluten-free because the base is made from wheat starch that has the gluten removed. The process involves making a dough from the wheat flour and rinsing out the starch. So listen to this. They take mamish wheat, they make dough, they rinse out the starch. The wheat starch will dissolve in the water while the gluten protein does not sink to the bottom. No, I'm sorry. The gluten protein does not. It won't dissolve in the water, and it sinks to the bottom. So the water with the dissolved wheat starch is then evaporated, leaving the wheat starch behind. This process is repeated until the wheat starch has been made gluten-free. So bekitzer, they take dough, and they rinse out the starch. The wheat starch will dissolve in the water, but the gluten protein goes down. So they're able to take the water, evaporate it, and here you have it, flour. So through reconstituting the dough, they're able to extract all the gluten out of it. So now you have, so one question is that it was a dough, biyadakum. So, but it was a dough that wasn't made almenas to make bread. It's almenas in order to make it again like a matzah meal. So what would be the halacha then? I think we're going to learn those sugyas, but le'inyaneinu, it's something that cannot, l'chayra, it cannot be machbetz anymore. It's that you're taking away all the gluten. What would be the halacha then? So,
it's like making a gepen on
the maybe. Yeah, because we're reconstituting the whole thing. So, I first want to discuss the following. The first Chabura Nazman, when we started, was whether the component of chimutz is vital to the shem chala, or is it just a simen? But if something has a shem chala, so you don't need chimutz. And we proved from the Rosh that it could be that the Rosh asks that if when you have chitim and iris together, hare tamke ikar should make the whole batch chayiv bechala, because of the fact that the wheat is giving a tam in the iris. And then the Rosh says, but we see in the Yerushalmi that you need greira. He says, that's legabe the chimutz component. It's mashma legabe the chiv chala component. You wouldn't need to have a chimutz. You wouldn't need to have a chimutz. On the other hand, the Yerushalmi is not clear. The Yerushalmi seems to say that you do need chimutz. The question is, maybe once you know it's a lechem, you don't need a chimutz anymore. But it is mashma from the Gemara and Psachim and from the Yerushalmi that you would need chimutz. So it's not clear to me how we paskin. It's not clear to me how we paskin. I have a suffix the following. We're learning Simin Shin Chav Dalet. Shin Chav Dalet Sif Beis. It's written the following. Chamishes minei tvua mitstarfim, she'im ein be'isael chamishes revoim mechamishes mitstarfim. Multi-grain chala, that you mix together different grains. You mix barley and spelt and oats and wheat and rye. You mix them all together. And you get a shir chala. You get a shir chala. What is the halacha if it's balul? Aval im losh kol, so kashe irvan kemach, it's mashma, they're all mitzarif. Not that you were lush, each one levadai, and you were madbikit. It's mashma that you made multi-grain chala. Danny brought me a multi-grain chala. I don't know what the ingredients are there, but let's say you have mamish all the minim together. Is it chayev chala de oraisa or not? What, the nafkamina, let's say you have a safek. If you were mafresh chana, chal's de rabbanan in chutz laretz. Let's say, but is it, do we treat the chala over here as a chiyuv chala me'ikar adin, or if it is in Eretz Yisrael, a chiyuv chala de araisa, or not?
Today is also
the rabbanan, because you don't.
Here is lighter the rabbanan, here is heavier the rabbanan. So everywhere is the rabbanan.
Right. Before matzah, I want to get before matzah. What's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina if we consider Yerushalmi de rabbanan or not? Anyways. Because there's a difference. Chazanish says in a few places like Gabi Shemitah, if you want to say the Shemitah is derabanan, it doesn't make every suffix in Shemitah derabanan. There's a klal yizdika shaila that Shemitah b'zman hazeh derabanan, but it doesn't affect, but you treat each suffix, whether it will be a suffix deraisa or not. That's what the Chazanish says in one place like Gabi Shemitah, so maybe like Gabi Chala will be the same. But I'll go upon him. My question is the following. The Yerushalmi says, by balul, it's derabanan. Why? Because each min is mevatel ze'ezeh. Yeah. So do we paskin like this Yerushalmi or not? The Beis Yosef doesn't bring it down. It seems to be that the stimus advarim would be etzeh de'araisa. The Marit al-Ghazi asks that based on this Yerushalmi, I don't understand, how could you say that the min in mevatel ze'ezeh, at least tamke ikar, should make that if you have the kusmin that goes into the shibul shul goes into the shifine, at least you have tamke ikar over here, so that should be the araisa. So there's a sefer Erech Shai that answers that the Yerushalmi is going according to the mandamer that tamke ikar de rabbanan, but according to the mandamer tamke ikar de araisa, which is how we paskin the halacha, then we wouldn't go with this Yerushalmi and balul would be the araisa. The sefer Chalaki Hilchasa brings this suffix down, and he says that there are Rishonim that are clear that that Balul would be Deraisa, and he brings Piskei HaRashba. I didn't find this Piskei HaRashba as hard as I tried. We looked. We couldn't see how it's Mefurish, Piskei HaRashba, that Balul would be Deraisa. He brings a Meiri and Psachim, and a few other commentaries of the Rishayim. But from the Paiskim, he brings a Rashba, and I couldn't find that Rashba. But what's interesting is that the Chazainish discusses this, and the Chazainish comes out, Lehalacha, in Simen Kuf, Hilchas Chalas, Simen Kuf Tzadivav, Sifkotan Yud Aleph. The Chazainish dons on this Yerushalmi of Mevatlin Zezeh, and he asks, even though Tamke Iker is deraisa, says the Chazainish like this, Aval nosen chitim l'teich sa'irim, kivan she'en starfim, loy chashev chimutz didayu chimutz. Kol she mevatlan berayv, ve'en chimutz shal ze, ke chimutz shal ze. Chazainish says, it's not mitstarif, because who says that when you put chitim together with kusmin, so that's going to activate the same type of chimutz. Even though each one independently has a chimutz, but when you each one, you start mixing with each other, so each one is mevatelet legabe chala, because the chimutz of this one is not like the chimutz of the other. And therefore the Chazainish comes out that it would be a derabanan. It would be a derabanan legabe chiyuv chala. And now getting back to Rabbi Avishai's kasha, let's say somebody wants to make from a multi-grain grains, he wants to make matzah. So the matzah would be the Rabbanan according to the Chazainish, because it's not a real chimutz. Whereas, according to the Piskei HaRashba, and according to the Erech Shai, who says that the sugya in the Yerushalmi was going from the Mandam Tam Kekar the Rabbanan, but if you're going Tam Kekar the Reis, it's going to be Chayiv. Oh, so which is interesting, which Rabbi Kraft pointed out to me, he pointed out an important he'ara. The Maisa, the Rosh holds, with the way we understood the Rosh says that if you have Tamke Iker de Araisa, so it mashma that Shar Minim, in other words, even if it's not Chitim, if it's Shar Minim, are able to be a Tamke Iker in the Iris as well. And we brought from the Divrei Chamuda is that it's Lavdavka Iris, it could be other grains as well, which I kept on asking, what's another grain that's not a kitnius, like an extreme example? And we said maybe a chagavim flour. Let's say you would have oats in chagav oat flour with chagavim flour. According to the Rosh's Tamke Iker, you'd be would it be true that according to the Rosh and the Tur, you would be chayav? I didn't get a clear answer. Is there a mila in something that's a min kitnius over, well, potatoes from the ground, you could say. But I saw that what's a common flour that people use? Almond flour. Now that's ha'etz, right? Almond flour is at eight. So let's say you would, according to the Rosh, let's say you have a mixture of wheat and almond flour, very matzui nowadays, much more matzui than chagavim flour. Then you have, it's only B'nai Morocco that buy the, and the Taimanim that buy chagavim flour. I don't know anybody else who does. There is. They sell it. Chagavim flour, yeah, because it's protein. They do. It's marketed. That's what I'm telling you. They market it because the goyim. They market it because it got protein in it. It's like hummus flour also has a lot of protein in it. So they I don't know. So if you would have almond flour together with wheat, so are you chayev bechala according to the Rosh? Zucked. So the way we understood in the chabura so far was that grayra. You need grayra, and you don't have grayra unless it's chit, it's iris. So grayra is only legabe chiyuv matzah. You need to have it to be machmetz. So you're right. You're not going to be able to be yoytze chiyuv pesach with it, but at least chala you would be chayiv. But the Chazainish says this is in Hilchas Dmai, Simen Yud Gimel, Sifkotan Yud Gimel, Dibra Maschel Shach, Sifkotan Yud Zayin, Ledasa Rosh, Kol hey minim dagon goyrin. He brings that, the Shach brings that Ledas HaRosh, all the Chameshas HaMinim are goyrin. In other words, you could have Kusmin also with Iris, it would be goyr. Aval ein lezeh makor, says the Chazainish. I don't agree with the Shach. The Avagam de Amrin and Tamke Iker, because you're right, according to the Sefer Tamke Iker, it shouldn't make a difference. Mikol makam b'loy greira loy sagi. You have to have greira, even like Abichi of Chala. Kedem Rabbi Yerushalmi. Ubehed yatani b'Yerushalmi ad shiyah rubai dagan v'taymai dagan. Yerushalmi says you always need rubai and taymai. Umigla b'sharminim. And we're talking about sharminim over there. V'kima d'kaim l'ande b'taymai sagi. Akor b'sharminim b'in and taymai v'rubai. If b'taymai l'gabi chitim is enough, so l'gabi sharminim, you need rubai b'taymai. So I have a Yerushalmi mefurish not like this. And the Rush can, he says obviously that that's pshat in the Rush as well. I assume that's what he's saying. And according to this Chazainish, it comes out that you always you have to have greira also for challah. I don't understand how he...
So then it's good because I was talking when he says that chimutz is
good. Oh, and that's what Rabbi Kraft says. So Rabbi Kraft says the Chazanish l'shita, say that the reason why you would the reason why the Chazanish is arguing is because you could say all you want that there's tamke ikar, but you're missing the component of chimutz, and chimutz is an ikar component. You see from the Chazanish l'gabei achiv challah as well. Is it ikar? What? So coming back to Molino flour, if it's true that it's not machmitz, I don't know the mitzias as well. You wouldn't be chayv bebracha. I actually saw Reb David Heber who was here. Recently, he writes in his notes, he's the only one who I found who is mayor on Molina flour. It's a rather new thing. And he says, you can't be mafresh with the bracha. He says, you can't be mafresh with the bracha. And he doesn't go into the details how it's made, but he writes that. And another thing that he writes, something that we said last week, that holding is altered. It's also a panim chad. Yeah, it's fascinating. Another shayla I just wanted to point out is that we spoke about this OU product that has wheat flour, that is oat flour mixed into it. So if it's going to be 51% oats and 49% almond or tapioca flour or whatever else, so automatically it's going to be chayev bechala and you're going to be chayev bebracha with a kezias, because roivus kaveya, that you're maskim. You have a kezias of a mixture of 51% oat flour together with tapioca flour, you're going to have to make a bracha of on challah and even on a kezias. You're going to be chayav bechala, right? I think so far. Rive. Well, rive as tam. However you explain that.
But
yeah, okay. But if you have less...
Because
you have raiv. It's sharminim. Yeah, raiv sharminim. Yeah. Let's say you have less than raiv. Mm-hmm. So then you're going to go according to the gedarim of kedei achilas pras. Right?
You also need greater? I don't know.
You need a kedei achilas pras. I'm not talking about chiyav chalan. I'm talking about chiyav bracha.
Oh, bracha.
Yeah, now regarding chiyav bracha.
You make
a mezenis, haba bracha achrayna. Okay, so you need bracha achrayna, you need kedei achilas pras. Now, 35%, with 35%, then of flour is for sure going to be that you're going to, that it's kedei achilas pras or not. Now, I just want to mention, what's going to be if it's 15% and under, according to the research that the Star Kane or by Heinemann has done, is any flour that is 15% and under, it's not even going to be a birkasei mezainis because it's not going to be l'tayma avida.
Okay.
I don't know why it's so pushy to you. I have no idea what's tayma avida, but apparently, according to their research, it's just a fun fact that under 15% is always not l'tay. It's just as a binder. It's not l'tayma avida.
You have sugar there. You have a lot of stuff.
Between 15 to 25%, you have to ask the company. You obviously have to ask the company between 15 to 25%. What? Like I'll be brikasei mezainis or not? Well, a lot of these bars that you find, they have mixtures in it. Oh, cereals. It's mamish negeya to a lot of things. Okay, I just thought to mention that as a fun fact. Now, the Shulchan Aruch continues. So that's Sif Beis is about Erev and nashuch. We spoke about nashuch in the past, that this is very nageya, that when people are making different batches by challah bakes and whatever else, it's going to be a big shilas, and we're going to see the hemshech, all these challah bakes, how you make a bracha. But the only real eitzah to do is that somebody should have a master batch of 5 pounds, and they should make a bracha on it, and everybody else has small. Otherwise, you know, nobody can make a bracha on their each an individual one. But if you're at home making a lot of, a woman is at home, or a man making challah, they're making different, some people, men like making, you know, sourdough, like they're making different batches. How are you metzarif it? So according to what's written, you have, if it's the same min, then you're noishechit. What does noishechit mean? You have to touch it to a point that it would be, that if you pull one off, some part of it would pull together with it. Otherwise, if you put it in the same sal, if you cover it all together, or you put it in the same sal, we're going to learn the sugya of tziruv sal, but it's still, tziruv sal still needs to be touching. Okay, so either it's tziruv sal touching or together. So that was sif beis. Then the Rama has a halacha of irev kav isa im kav acher me isa she'enoi minoi. It's a fascinating halacha that if you have, I'm going to try to finish, I'm just going to have two or three more ha'aras, Rabbi Yisai, that if you have, you need a kav areva to be chayv b'challah. So you have a kav of chitim with a kav of se'oirim, not mitztaref. So you put them together, and then you put them apart, and you add on your chayv b'challah, because they were never mitztaref, because nashuch is never mitztaref. But if it was kav kemach, mimin ze, and kav kemach, mimin acher, something that is mitztaref, avalim irev. I'm sorry, no, not that. Rather, if you were boil them together, al das lechalkoi, and then you split them and you add it on, then it's putter. Why is it putter? So the Gra and the Aruch HaShulchan say pashut, that it's putter because we're talking about an ukimta that you already mafresh challah. In other words, you have a kav kemach with kav sa'irim, and you were boiled them together. But it says aldas l'chalkoi, but according to them, we don't understand why do you need aldas l'chalkoi. We're missing something in this sugya. It's a sugya in Siman Shin Chavav. But I'm just saying that the Gra and the Aruch HaShulchan learn that it's pasha that we're talking about, that when you mix them together, you are mafresh challah. Then you put it aside. So since you are mafresh challah, it's already an isa that was pater. It seems to be from the Prisha, not that way, that there's a special p'tur, there's Adas L'chalkoi, it got a shame p'tur now, and even if you're going to split it up and add on the things afterwards, it's got a chal of a shame p'tur, so it can never be chayiv again. But there's a sugi we haven't learned yet, but I want to point out, Legabe, this Rama understanding, whether we're talking you were mafresh it or not, they say you were mafresh. Okay. I just wanted to point that out. Then Sivdalid, Sivdal Gimel we didn't do yet, which is Mursan whole wheat. Dalin and Hay is talk is the sugya of as of the sugya of Chetzikav or Kav that Mstarf, and we spoke about the Machlekes Shach and Taz, if you're Mafrich, 3 challahs or 2 challahs, and there's big Yesoidis going on over there. But the Kesef says there's no Machloket. Right. Right, good point. The Nkudas HaKesef says that we're talking about that when you're mafresh 3 kashir shalosh challahs, is talking about there is enough shear of shalosh challahs. But it wasn't mashma that way with according to everyone. So the Taz says that we're mafresh. Right.
Taz is trying against the Prisha. Zakeshah, you missed it. You don't know what you're talking about.
It's not so.
They're all one thing.
Right. I'm not going to get into that whole raid again. There's a lot of lumdus in that. But out of time. Now, the Sivav and Siv Zayin and Siv Ches, I want to point out like this. It's a Mishnah in Perek. Perek Dalet de Chala, Mishneh Gimel, Kav Chiti Mitzadze, Kav Mitzadze, the Kav Oyers Be'emtza, or a Kav Shel Goy, or a Kav Shel Chala, it's not Mitztarif. right? Yeah. But if it was a chalas shekvar hurma chalasa, then it is mitztarif, right? And this is a Mishnah that the Yerushalmi says that apparently if chala was taken off, chala itself is not mitztarif. Why not? It's mamish coming from a chala. It's mamish a chala, it's not mitztarif. But the Yerushalmi says, what is mitztarif? Rav Bun Bar Chia Boy, Kav Chala Moshe, Starif Rav Chala, Kav Chadosh. I'm sorry, Kav Chala, the Yerushalmi has, what's with Kav Chala is mitztarif? So Rav Chalifta says, Kav Chadosh is mitztarif, Kav Chala is not mitztarif. Ma bein Hekdesh u bein Chala? Hekdesh roi livdoise v'lachayva. Chala ainu roi livdoise v'lachayva. There is an important marimakim here of Chidushe Reb Shmuel Maseches Pesachim Perek Simen Dalit Oiz Dalit that explains that Chala, once, in other words, Chala, what do you mean by Chala? The part that was taken away, it has no Chi of Chala, it doesn't have any potential to become a Chi of Chala, therefore it's Mufka from the Chefs of Chala Bechlal, and it can't be Mitztarif. Masha'inkin Hekdesh, since Hekdesh is there are ways lehishoyel aleh, and the Stipler also discusses what could we be talking about if it's something that was like a full shear and it was nifka, so it never had a chiyuv. Also,
so he says
chala ain a ra'uy livdoisa v'lechayva. You're not so you can't redeem it. So Me'ikara, it's missing in the Chefs of Chala. So it's going to be negay to our next sugya. That's why I wanted to mention it now, regarding whether Chala is called Truma or is not called Truma. Because the way this Zdei Yeshua explains the suffix in the first place, if Chala could be Mistarif, Mi'aminan Truma Korye, Kra Umedamin Le Truma Ve'ena Mistarif. Because you have in the Parsha of Chala, we call it Truma, and on the other hand, it's not called truma for a lot of things. It's only b'shas isa yer mechayev. So, do we call it truma and it's not mitztarif? I deal with even the hegdish mitztarif. It's more daimit to hegdish. So there is a suffix in the Yerushalmi, and we say that it's not able to be considered a chibur. So it's going to be negayet for the next sugya that we're going to learn how much of a truma is it called or not, and then the last sugya, which is Kav Chodesh and Kav Yoshan Shinosh Chuzeh Bazeh, which is basically about being mafresh from last year's onto this year's, and regarding Chala, it works a little bit differently. So that was also something that Shulchan brought down. It's not so negay nowadays, but it's important to know a Yesoid, especially the Zemarit Al-Ghazi, whether they were mafkia, the whole sugya of Chodesh V'Yoshan, and it's only a Achiv derabanan or not. So I didn't get into this sugya at all, but I just wanted to mention that in the koil you should have done it on your own. And that is a wrap for Simon Shin Chav Dalid, Sif Beis, Sif Dalid till Sif Yud, which is koil oiras. So Baruch Hashem, I feel we did a lot this man. We got a lot of different diunim. We got a good head start on Chala, and we're going to be ready to go Mir Tashem for Elul. So everybody should have a gazunta summer and regain koiches to have an exciting year. And Hashem should bring His Yeshuas that we shall be in His Yisrael already. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.